truncated edition of Mike McFeely Outdoors on this Saturday morning on KFGO because Bison football is coming up next. The Bison tailgate, I know it just makes people mad. Bison tailgating show with Ryan Gellner coming up here at 11:30 on the Mighty 790 KFGO. 1 o'clock kickoff for the Bison against Missouri State today. So we need to get out of the way and make way for that. So let's go to Devil's Lake and check in with Jeff Katzer of Woodland Resort and Mitchell's Guide Service. His appearances every week on this program brought to you by the wonderful people at Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. And if anybody's on Devil's Lake in the last few weeks, they have wanted a Warrior boat because there's been some breezes blowing around in October and late September. Hello, Jeff Katzer of Warrior Boats. How are you?
I'm doing really, really good, Mike. Thanks for asking. We have had a busy week from fishing to hunting to eating. All of the above.
Let's start with fishing. Are the fish biting on Devil's Lake? And I know the answer because they're always biting on Devil's Lake, Jeff. But how are they biting? What are biting?
You know, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but they really are. The boys have been out. You know, I'm doing the bird thing now, so I'm out of the fishing. And I tell you what, they have been really doing well. I've had some guys from Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago.
They were here, and we had a blast. We hunting, but I set them up on just some bridges. And they came in and showed me these pictures of the perch that they caught. Here we go again talking about those perch.
Perch?
And 13 and a half inch was their biggest, which is, I'm sorry, that's just an absolute slobosaurus. And, you know, they kept everything over 11 inches between 11 and up. They took 114 home to get mounted. And they almost got their complete limit one night.
Jeez.
There was four guys. They had 71 perch.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. In fall, that's a great winter day for somebody. But
for anybody.
No. And you know what? The walleyes are right in there with them. And I kind of showed them a little trick. When I used to fish the Bassmasters Tour, we did something called drop shotting. That's where you take a heavy weight, not just about as heavy as you can just tap the bottom with it. It could be a couple sinkers. They actually make drop shot weights for this. It could be a bell sinker. And you just tie your hook on about 6 or 8 inches above that. But you tie it in a fashion where the hook sticks straight out, which means you leave the tail of your line when you tie the knot on your hook very long. So after you tie your knot, then you run the line back through and down and tie the weight down. That makes your hook stick straight out. And they were just taking, I'm talking a small hook now because this is perch, and they were just taking a fathead minnow in the lips. They caught, the one guy had a 41-inch pike.
Wow.
On this doing it. Yeah.
Jeez.
And they were having a blast. And the guide service is still rocking and rolling. They're doing really well, the boys out there. So the fishing has been just phenomenal. Everybody's at the bridges. And you can go, there are so many bridges. I mean, there's just, I don't know, I should count them one day, to be honest with you. There's even bridges that are underwater that are doing good.
Ooh.
So, yeah. So just do your homework, and everything from Woods Rut and the 6 Mile, the Mave Coulee, they're all doing well. The shore fishermen are doing just as well at these bridges. They're doing Lindy rigs tipped with a minnow, and they're having great success.
Let's talk about the birds, because the birds have been falling out of the sky at the end of people's shotguns as well. Jeffrey, what's happening there?
Yeah, they are. I'll tell you what, it's been a little different year than I'm accustomed. And remember, I came here first in 1994 when all this stuff started going on just bonkers. But now it's been very difficult this year. The poor farmers haven't been able to get a lot of the crop off that we need to hunt the fields. There's still wheat standing, and it's October, what, 11 or 12
mm-hmm. yep,
today?
12.
I don't even know. And there's still wheat standing. There's still a barley field standing. We're driving like an hour south, an hour north. The other day I hunted about 15 minutes from Grand Forks. So we are going wherever we can and doing whatever we can. We are getting some doggone nice birds. The same guys from Chicago, Illinois, we shot our full four-man duck limit. Then they've never shot that. The guy just said to me, "Dude, it sure would be nice to shoot a snow goose." He just says this. Six come right over. I'm like, rip them, boys. Each one of the guys on their first shot got a snow goose. So two went home for mounting, one beautiful snow, one beautiful blue goose, which is an eagle head. They have nice, beautiful white heads and gray bodies. And they had a blast. So, I mean, if you really put in a lot of work, and I mean more work than I'm accustomed. Here, listen to this. I have put on 2,673.1 miles in 2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Looking for birds. Yeah, oh. Just for the heck of it, on the non-resident opener, I hit my trip gauge to zero just to see how many miles. I guarantee I'll put on over 10,000 miles this year.
Okay, last thing. We have 2.5 minutes. You said you had a knockout recipe for us to end this little Catcher's Corner segment brought to you by Warrior Boats. Give it to us, brother.
Hey, listen to this. Very simple, very easy. And I got thank you for everybody emailing me and calling me and everything about that other duck recipe. This we'll call this the wacky walleye.
The wacky walleye recipe.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic.
Hey, this is real simple. Just take a nice size walleye, 15 to 18, 20 inch or whatever, cut it up in nice big chunks. This is where it gets, now listen closely to this. Wrap a piece of bacon around the walleye fillet chunk that you have and put it on the grill. That's it. When the bacon is done all the way around, you'll flip it over.
Yeah.
Don't burn the bacon. When it's done, your fish is done.
Never burn the bacon in any recipe. Never burn the bacon.
Never burn it. You burn the bacon, it's like a shoe. So just do that. A nice big walleye chunk. Take a piece of bacon, wrap it around. You may wrap it around 1.5 times, a full piece of bacon. Put the toothpick through it. I've never had it before. These wacky guys from Chicago, Illinois, gave this recipe to me because they made it. And I was like, my God, this is outstanding. It was flaky fish with just a hint of bacon.
Oh, yes.
And the grease from the bacon kind of, I guess you could say, you don't want to say deep fried, but fries it a little bit too while it's on the grill. That's way cool.
Fantastic. That's easy. I can do that. I mean,
it is way easy. And if everybody missed that recipe from last week, just get a hold of me on Facebook. And I've had a lot of people say it was outstanding. And I remember what that was.
The cherry pie filling over the
cherry
ducks
pie filling
and onions.
Over ducks.
Yes.
Yep.
I was at a friend's house. I only have 30 seconds left. I was at a friend's house. He had a friend come over with some pheasants, chunked the pheasant breast into chunks, took a little water chestnut out of a canned water chestnut for a little crunch, wrapped it in a piece of bacon, stuck a toothpick through it, threw it in the grill, grilled it up till the pheasant was done, removed the toothpick, popped the appetizer in your mouth, follow it with a swig of cold beer or nice red wine. Delicious. My God, it was good.
Dude, we need to do a cookbook, you and I. The McFeely Catcher Cookbook.
The Catcher McFeely Cookbook, I insist. All right, man. Short segment today. Got to run because we have Bison football coming up. We will talk again next week. Okay, man?
Go Bison and go Packers.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Jeff Gasser of Woodland Resort, Mitchell's Guide Service. His appearance is brought to you every week. We love it. Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. I am out. I will see you Monday on the Mike McFeely Show. Talk to you then. He can't even bait a hook.